Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dobrý večer and welcome to the Bohemian Podcast with Pete Coleman and Travis Stone.
Hello and welcome to the Bohemian Podcast. I'm Pete Coleman.
And I'm Travis Dow.
It's been an amazing 2016 for the Bohemian Podcast, and we'd like to think we ended on a very positive note with the publishing of our very first book called The Curious Czech Christmas. Travis and I put a lot of time into this, and we cranked it out just before the end of 2016. I think of the day, the last day, on New Year's Eve, we published it on Amazon. So we've achieved a lot of interesting goals this year with the show. We brought forth some really great programs on Czech cottage life during the summer. We've talked about Czech food, some of the best things to do that if you're missing Czech culture and you're Czech and you're living someplace else around the world. Hopefully you've listened to those shows and we've brought your home a little closer to you. For those of us that are expats living in Czech Republic, I think we've done ourselves well by talking about that transition that you need to make if you're a foreigner coming into a new nation, and especially the Czech Republic, some of those pitfalls and trials and wonderful things that come with it. That experience has been documented well in our show this year. We did do one YouTube video that's up as well. We had hoped we were going to do more than that, but we've been very busy with a lot of other podcasts that were either going to roll out in 2017 or some things that Travis and I have worked on together this year. And I know, Trav, man, you've been super busy. You've got a whole host of other podcasts you're doing, some in the German language and the others in English. Maybe you could talk about that real briefly, about what you've been up to.
Yes, if you want to see basically all our shows, besides our well-known History of Alchemy, there's also, I just released the 25th episode of The Secret Cabinet, which is about strange tales of history. And I launched a show this year called Africa, A History, which I think I'm just 6-7 episodes in, but just from my own studies of history throughout the years in college and my own travels to Africa. And then, of course, there's the History of Germany, which I do in English and German. And there's one that is only in German about the U.S. called Americana für euch. And that's just, U.S. history and contemporary history. And there's, a lot more to come this year, I'm sure. So never running out of ideas.
Well, one thing that we always like when we talk about ideas is getting input from our listenership. And the emails have come in fast and furious, especially during the summer months. We've added to our shows, our script design, and things that we're doing are actually a direct result of some of these emails that come in from you all that tune into us when we put out a new show. And one of the things I got was actually from a family member, one of my family members. Pete, why don't you do a show about your trip back home to America? And Travis, if you remember, we did a show where I took both my kids back to the United States. And mm-hmm. It had very little to do with the Czech Republic in the sense that it was more of trying to introduce my children who've been away from the United States for so many years back to that culture from a Czech perspective. So kind of flipped the script a little bit.
That was a good episode, though.
A baseball game my daughter to American mall shopping, and those type of things that were a little bit different. And it was really interesting to see my kids' reactions, as basically they're Europeans now in a lot of ways, to American life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I think I really appreciated hearing them say they like to see the diversity, some things they don't really get here in the Czech Republic, ethnic diversities and how people, for the most part, I say that with air quotes here, get along in the United States in some form or fashion. I think they took a lot back with them when we came back to Prague, that there is life outside this country, of course, and people think a little differently and they do things a little differently, but Americans were good people, and I'm glad they got to see part of my homeland and my family. So that was a neat show. And I, looking at the stats, I have it right in front of me. So Trav, looking at the numbers right now, the Bohemian Podcast on its own has over 200,000 downloads since we started off 4 years ago, which is, you know, pretty awesome, you know, pretty amazing. And that's taken into account before we jumped over to Acast, which we can get a lot of our podcasts, over 63 podcasts we have. And I say over because we didn't count some of those. They're not numerically counted.
Yeah, right.
For the special,
there's little specials stuck in between the other ones. Yeah.
Yeah, this special ones was ones on World War I Centennial and how it affected the Czech nation, as well as our destination episodes. Those were all there. Our bedtime stories, the stories I've told to my son about Czech legends, they stand alone, but they're part of that. So I would say we're probably approaching 70 plus 70 episodes in our tenure. So that is something that's kind of cool. But I think, Travis, if I can speak for you on this issue, when we started 4 years ago, never in our wildest imagination would we imagine between the history of alchemy and the Bohemian podcast that we'd have over a quarter of a million downloads.
Just those two together, I think we're almost at 500,000 or something. Yeah. Which is, that doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it doesn't. And
it's great.
We were doing this when we did this show. It was all about, you know, what can we do that really inspires us?
There's so many good stories locally.
Yeah. But I think one thing that we did, we kept a promise to you all in the sense that we were going to better our technical situation so it's easier to listen to our shows. We are going to actually, on the Bohemian podcast, add more sound, add more sound effects, more interviews, more man on the street interviews, more things where I would be going out with my microphone and telling you what it was like to be at one of these castles or at one of these venues or events, or just in our recent Christmas episode, what it was like to go to a Czech Christmas market in Prague. So there's a lot of things that we wanted to do that I think we've achieved those goals of making the podcast a little bit more listener friendly to give you an idea about what life is like in the Czech Republic. And I can't say this enough. You know, the Czech people are amazing people. There are some cultural differences for those of us that are from North America trying to acclimate over here. But for the most part, once you stick around and you get to know the folks here, they're wonderful people. And I'm very glad that my kids are really acclimated well to this society here and able to speak the language, which is something, again, I'm still working at. I get ribbed on it about a lot of it at work, you know, about how much more room I need to make for my studies on Czech language.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
No.
I'm going to muddle through at some point and rely on the good graces of someone that's going to take pity upon me to speak English. This place is amazing. The Czech Tourism Board has a wonderful, wonderful sort of tagline if you want to come to the Czech Republic as a tourist. And it's called the Land of Stories. And I think that really—
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It's amazing. Yeah, because it is. There's so many stories here. We're never going to run out of stories for this show. You know, looking ahead to 2017, there's a couple great stories that we want to talk about dealing with sports. Emil Zetopek, one of the most famous runners in the history of long distance running and relays, he's going to be a focal point on one of our earlier shows this spring. I wanted to get that out before when the Olympics were going on, but we were too busy to get that produced. What an amazing story that was. There's a lot of other great stories going back to almost antiquity, or we talk about the high Middle Ages. We'll be jumping back and forth between these events so that there really is no linear sort of path to what we do on the show, but it's going to keep you on your edge. You're going to go from the court of Charles IV, and then we'll talk about communism and its effects here in Prague, or we're going to talk about, like we did this year, the Batya shoe factory. Remember that, Travis?
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah.
That was one of our highest ranking shows, by the way.
That's such an interesting story. Yeah. And again, it's like, you just, yeah, if you're not, if you kind of, I mean, it's something you have to kind of research and find out if you're not local. And I think all the locals know it because it's just so interesting. Like the Czech Henry Ford, in a way.
He was the Henry Ford of
shoes.
The nation. Yeah. Of shoes. Yeah, because it was a shoe manufacturer. So, that was great. But, you know, let's take a look at some of the top episodes. Still number one is our number one episode, which is the dark history of underground Prague. And I think there's a reason for that, Trav. I think it's because people want to try us out that they're always going to go to episode number one. which mm-hmm. is somewhat unfortunate because we were kind of getting our sea legs on that episode. I think that it shows you that there's so many great stories that were yet to come. So if you stick with the show and you just kind of keep listening, you'll hear our maturation process as we get through, and the sound quality gets better, of course.
Our microphones might have not been as good. I mean, that's for sure. I think we had a $6 microphone on episode one. But still, like I still get comments like, oh, I never knew that, you know, I'm standing over the, you know, like a whole nother underground city when I'm in Prague, you know, this or that. Like, I just visited and I came back. I mean, we still get comments about that episode. So, it's a lot of fun to look back.
Moving
at
down that list, number two is Rudolph II and his version of Prague, and when he was here ruling. Episode 46.
By the way, we got a book coming out. The manuscript's already written, so we're just kind of doing the final polish. Maybe one more edit. We got a book coming out about alchemy in Rudolf II's time and the major characters. So yeah, that'll be. Yep, that's good.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting book for both our listeners for alchemy, the history of alchemy, as well as our show on the Bohemian. So hang tight. That's coming out pretty soon. The hard work most of the hard work has been done. Now we're just going to try to clean it up so it reads really well. The third best episode we had so far is episode number 46, which was Jan Midlar and Prague's executioner. Right.
This was a part of the underground story. I think in the underground story, we said more to come, and then our listeners had to wait 46 episodes before we followed through. Because exactly. those are intertwined. That's not surprising. Well, that's a great.
You put executioner in the title, you're going to get some people who want to listen.
Oh, but his story's so great. Yeah. I mean, he's the guy that started the 30 Years' War. Like, you can't. That's not hyperbole. Like, that's, you can't overemphasize that. So,
yeah, with the use of his sword.
Yeah,
you know, yeah.
He might have just been following orders, but technically, yep, it was his action.
Before we finish the top five list here, we have the episode number 42, which the Swedes are coming. You can imagine that our Swedish listeners ranked this pretty high on their list, which is really kind of cool. Travis, when we go through the metrics we have here, we look at where you all are listening. And we are, again, this really amazes me about the power of podcasting, that we feel, you know, I'm talking to Travis right now from Prague to where Travis lives now in Northern California, in Santa Clara, California. And it feels intimate. It feels like, you know, it's just us guys, you know, talking about something we like in a room and just doing a podcast for ourselves. But this, we rolled this out and the world's listening. And I find it great that we have, you know, a handful of listeners in Japan. We've got a buku amount of listeners that are
Australia. Yeah, must be expats listening in Prague. I wonder how many Czechs are actually listening.
And then, of course, the finishing up that top five episodes so far that we have is episode 56, which is Thomas Batia, the Henry Ford of the Czech nation.
There's a couple, but I still like the underground, and I still like Sokol, and I agree with Jan Midlar. That's a great one. But what's in your opinion, what's the most underrated episode?
I would say the ones with my kid. I've been
the bedtime stories.
The bedtime stories. We started that this year. We have three of them out. The three separate episodes. And I know we haven't. Thankfully, we haven't got any emails saying, you know, quit with the kid stuff. That's one thing I wanted to do this year in 2016. It was introduce my children. To the podcasts, and because they're a huge part of my life. And, you know, I'm the main reason I'm here in Czech Republic is because my kids are here. And so therefore they are a huge part of my daily life, and to see them acclimate to the society and, you know, flourish in it is amazing. Just talking to my son about these Czech legends, it was kind of neat to hear. I don't remember this, Travis, but it was kind of neat to hear my son Nathaniel speak back to me saying, "Oh yeah, Dad, this is literally what the story's about," and give me the historical perspective. Especially, you know, the one on Jewish Prague stories, which I thought was great. He's telling me that, "Oh yeah, we already went on a field trip, Dad. We saw it all, and we knew about all these things that happened to the Jewish population here." I'm like, "Well, I'm glad the school is telling you that stuff. That's good to know."
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
You know? This is a personal show, you know, and we do try to reach a lot of different heights and information that we can give back. things that seem very mundane, like Czech food, or talking about the pig slaughter time, which we're coming up onto, which is Zobieszka. You know, that's coming up in about a few weeks here, when people have this event where they slaughter the biggest prize hog they got, and they use every bit of that pig for making sausages and blood soup and mm-hmm. all the other stuff that you're like, sorry to our vegetarian listeners. But that's how we flow here in Czech Republic. It's meat and potatoes, baby. So, yeah. You know, those things may fly under the radar because it's not wars and toppling of governments and those type of things. But it's still part and parcel of Czech life. And I think we want to bring more of that to you in 2017, what many might consider mundane, but are part of the fabric of living here, for sure. Travis, is there anything that you think we should do for the shows in 2017 that we haven't hit upon just
for yet? Sure. Now it's going to be an interesting year for the World War I centennial. That's what's on the top of my head too.
This is the year in 2017, 100 years ago in 1917, the Americans joined the fight. So that's of interest for people in North America, that you are all going to start seeing a lot of this centennial stuff that we've been living here in Czech Republic and in Europe since 2014.
Yeah.
Since centennial had started. So we'll, you know, bring in our American audience, so to speak, with those centennial observances. And I think that for us, we're hitting on something we've been working on for several years now, which is the Czech Legion and them getting stuck in the chaos of the Russian Revolution in 1918. You know, there's a lot going on there too. Yeah, Travis, maybe you can mention a little bit about that as something that would be more of a prelude to what's coming up.
Well, I mean, that's probably one of my favorite Czech stories is the newly formed Czechoslovak army being stuck in Russia, and then they end up being on the wrong side of the Russian Revolution in 1918. Right when the war ends. So instead of just being able to go west home, they have to go east. And so they basically had an armored train. It's like one of the coolest trains I've ever seen because it's a war train. And they use it on the Trans-Siberian Railroad going east. And they end up having to go back to Prague and back to the Czech Republic the long way around, which means they go all the way to Vladivostok. There's pictures of them in, like, Tokyo. There's pictures of them when they come across the Pacific in San Francisco, Chicago, New York, finally Paris. And some also went around, around India in the Indian Ocean and, you know, went home that way through the Suez Canal. So just you have the Czech army just traveling literally all the way around the world, basically. One step ahead of the Red Army. So great story. And so the thing is we wanted to do it justice. That's why it's taking us this long, because we want to get the right, you know, there's great pictures of the time, but we can't do that in a podcast. But just to get some of the right sources and talk to some of the people that have done some of the photography and all that. So
we've already interviewed some people from Novosibirsk in Siberia, where the Czech Legion went through.
Technically occupied and ran the town for almost a year. So neat. Here's a review on iTunes. You got a 5-star rating. It says, "Ahoy, Peter and Travis. Keep up the great work. Although you are self-proclaimed amateur historians, you make the subject matter more interesting than any history PhDs could." Dequee.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Here's another one. This is from Ian Grunwald. He says it's a 5-star rating, and it just titles this "Eclectic and Fascinating." I was aware of the stereotype of Prague and the Czech Republic being a place with an immensely superstitious history, but I wouldn't have ever guessed how surprisingly interesting it would be. Keep them coming. That's nice. Thank you, Ian. Appreciate that.
Here's one titled "Exceptional Insight into From an Outsider's Perspective into Central Europe." And it says, "Incredibly enjoyable podcast about a lesser explored part of Europe, full of culture, unique insights, and intriguing experiences from an outsider's viewpoint." And I felt like I was, even after 10 years, I was kind of still a tourist in a way, that there's just so much to learn and so many stories to hear that it's just never got boring in that sense. So,
and that's just a sample. We get so many great reviews on this show, which is wonderful. And we also get ones that are a little critical, which are fine too. We love those too, because it helps us kind of keep focus about are making sure that when we do our research, that we do the due diligence it takes to, especially on historical matters, to get the story right. And I think that those help us out just as much. So please keep those coming in. Like Travis said before in other podcasts, you know, you're rating us on iTunes is a big help. If you get us from Acast, that's great too. We have metrics on that. But just make sure that you, if you you can, you know, give us a message through those means, that's great. Or you can go to our Twitter account. You can go to our my Instagram for Bohemican. You can also just go right to our website, which is bohemican.com, and you'll see a whole host of information there about the Czech experience, especially from two American expats. Travis now is back in the States, so he doesn't really fall into that category anymore. But just let us know what you're doing. We've got T-shirts coming out. You can definitely take a look at it in our store. And, of course, our book, Curious Czech Christmas. There'll be more books coming out in 2017 and 18, so stay tuned for that. And, Travis, as we always like to say when we wrap up a show, we want to thank you all for listening. We really appreciate your listenership through all the years. For our newest listeners, we hope that we keep you engaged in what we do with our love for the Czech Republic and for the history of being here in Central Europe. The show couldn't be what it is without you. So for Travis Dow, I'm Pete Coleman saying Nasledano from Prague.
Thanks.
You have been listening to the Bohemican Podcast with Pete Coleman and Travis Dow. Visit bohemican.com for more information on this episode, other episodes, and much more information about history, traditions, and culture in the Czech Republic. Find us on iTunes, subscribe, and review, and don't forget to rate us. We would love to hear from you. Send comments, ideas, and corrections on our comments page on bohemican.com, or get in touch via Facebook or Twitter. Tune in to our sister podcast, History of Alchemy, which is also on iTunes or on historyofalchemy.com. Until next time on the Bohemican Podcast, thank you for listening.